CCM meeting, Holbrook had urged me to pick him, not sight unseen, because I'd had a casual acquaintance with him during my preparatory period, but not very much. It just so happened the way things worked out, I didn't have much to do with state. And I was reluctant to do that. In any event, at that time, he was grade three.
That's right.
And,
it's one of Dick Colebrook's great strengths is that he picked some outstanding people and promoted them quickly in the department.
And post, of course, was a one or two post. There were others, too.
Bert Levin?
No. There were some who were, there were two or three who were clearly just on the list. Imagine they were on every list that was around. Drexler was impressive. But I also sat down first with the personnel chief. What was his name?
No idea.
Or, I don't know why I'm Culber Gleistein. Harry Barnes, director of director general. I wanted to know from him. I sought a meeting with him early.
Mm-hmm.
If I reached below one and two, what problems am I going to have? We had an understanding that although they didn't like it, personnel didn't like it, but that's the way it it came out, that there would be no problem as far as the section. Herb Horovitz, who was Bob Drexler. Those are the ones I interviewed. There were others on the list whom I just reviewed the their files and nothing more. So I wanted to come back for that, but I was extremely pleased to have this opportunity because by this time, Sharon and I had agreed to marry. Of course, although I'd been separated for 16 years, I was legally married. And just never been any occasion to, on either side, to break the tie. So that it gave me the opportunity to arrange matters with my then wife put in motion the divorce proceedings. And in this connection, of course, I also had the famous remarks before the UAW Legislative Conference on the 1st of February, 1978, which maybe we should
get that now.
Tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay,
let's call it here and then continue on this tomorrow. And also, we'll obviously be interested in how you began to date Sharon and that part of it too. Let's touch on tomorrow.
Well, in this connection too, I see that on my way through Tokyo, I stayed at the residence with the Mansfield and had a meeting the next day before I proceeded on to Washington with Snyder, who was then our ambassador in Seoul, and of course who had been at the Chiefs of Missions meeting in Hong Kong, and who was
good man,
really gung-ho for taking the step of normalization, without which nothing else in East Asia, as far as he was concerned, was really going to fall into place.
Exactly. Dick is a very capable fellow.
Where is he now?
Dick is, I believe, in Boston. It so happened I saw him, I smile, because I saw him at the airport coming back from New York 3 days ago. As I got out of the cab, I found I only had a $20 bill. Cab driver didn't have change. And there was Dick Snyder at the curb. And I quickly ran over to him, and he gave me two tens for a 20. But he was en route to Palm Beach and for a convention. But I believe he is in Boston doing some writing at Harvard on Korea policy. He is a very, very effective person. And we nearly brought him over to the NSC when Mike Armacost left, or when Nick Platt left, which I think it was at the time that Nick was leaving and I was leaving. I recommended this big that they bring Dick Snyder in to take over all of East Asia. But he had been on the NSC staff before, and he found would have found it somewhat demeaning, and I could understand that. He wanted.
I wouldn't say demeaning.
Well,
step backwards.
To step backward. But he very much wanted to become assistant secretary, and he always felt that Dick was had taken his job, and
no,
Dick
I
knew
wasn't
that.
Aware of that.
Dick knew that, and wanted to. Put him out.
Right.
There was policy is very similar, but the.
Yeah. Well, all of that is very interesting.
He's also a very good friend of Spiggs. Long has been a friend of Spiggs. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The only two occasions that I met him, and I was very, very impressed with him. I suppose because he and I were on the same wavelength. Help me be impressed, but one of the things that impressed me was that, although a professional, he could speak plainly.
That's right. That's right. He's a tough guy. You know, plain spoken. Good. Good session.